Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of Empowering Voices. I'm Mara and I'm your host. I can't wait to introduce my inspiring guest. Are you curious to know who she is, what she does, what is her life journey? Don't move. We will be there in less than 3 seconds.
This episode is sponsored by the Natural Parent magazine.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Empowering Voices. Today we have a special guest all the way from Italy, from my country, and it's Michaela Martini. She will tell us about a special vision of life in reality applied to the well-being of everyday life. But I want her to tell us everything. So, Michaela, please, could you introduce yourself and tell us what you do, please?
Yes, of course. Hello, everybody. My name is Michaela Martini. I'm Italian, and I grew up between the clothes of my mom, who was a very able tailor, and the hunting guns and fishing hooks of my dad. But I didn't follow any of these things, and I decided to become a feng shui architect. I'm sure that I'm keeping with me the the taste of the beauty of my mom and his capacity able to create harmonic compositions.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely in what you do. And I was wondering, when I read the name of your business, that is Spazi Fluidi, but then you have a tagline that in Italian is Abitare gli spazi dell'anima, that is living the spaces of the soul. And I felt that is something very deep, very intimate, that you call people to share with you. Could you tell us how you got to these words and why?
Yes. Living the spaces of the soul is the claim of my business and is the promise that I do to my clients and to everyone who wants to be helped by me. I decided for this claim, this purpose, when I started to think about my job in a moment when I was changing something about the job I started doing as an interior designer and becoming the last one who is being an interior designer, an architect, but specialized in feng shui. And I was wondering what was the difference between the two professions. And I understood that to help people to be happy with feng shui, I must go into their souls.
Yeah, totally.
Yes. Abitare gli spazi dell'anima, living the spaces of the soul, is for me a way to go inside their souls and for them a way to live their inside souls spaces.
Definitely, because I believe the house for everyone, even if you don't like to spend time at home, at least you have to sleep properly at home. So there's all, it's a bit like our sanctuary, our spiritual place, definitely. And it's lovely to know that there is someone looking after our well-being in this space. But I was wondering, what is the difference? No, first of all, I wanted to know, because I don't know much about Feng Shui, although I've worked in the in your field for many years, because I had a publishing house publishing architectural magazines. I don't know very well Feng Shui. At least 10 years ago, it wasn't that common. And how do you apply it to the everyday life?
The first and simplest way to apply Feng Shui in our houses is to keep them decluttered, because clutter is the worst thing we have to have in our houses. I could speak a lot about this, but my English is not so perfect. So I will tell you something, simply things everyone can do in his house, sharing with you some examples. Because starting from decluttering, which is an action we could do every day or every week or every month, in starting from little places, little spaces, even the shelter of a furniture, you can keep the spaces decluttered day by day. And this is the way to begin a new way of living our spaces. I know we have not so much time to do this, but if we keep for this 5 minutes a day, it's enough to leave the house.
If it
Better.
becomes a routine or a habit, or an
Yes.
everyday habit, yeah.
Yes. I remember I did a course, decluttering course, online decluttering course with a big professionist. Maybe you know it in England. It's Karen Kiston, and it's very famous in this area. She told us to start from little spaces and then make them bigger day by day.
Because it can be a bit scary to start decluttering because we have the attitude to accumulate, right? To put things always, I mean, the drawers are places where normally you don't want to put your hands in. So it's a very good suggestion to start from a small place and then start extending it to the rest of the house.
Yes, of course. It's a bad attitude because when our whole house is full of things and clutter, the energy, the chi energy doesn't flow. So everything is stopped everything. The life have some stops, and we find ourselves in very difficult situations. And sometimes it depends, really depends on how our house is.
I was actually reading, you have a fantastic blog, by the way. I suggest everyone to have a look if you can read Italian. I was reading the importance of the bedroom. I'm a very bad sleeper, but probably because I never gave attention to the energy in the space. And it's so important, so many little details. I was reading is even the size of the headboard, for example, has a big value, apart for sure colors and all the orientation of the bed. I mean, it's so super interesting. And if we apply these to every room of our house, it becomes definitely a place of pleasure where we want to spend time. We don't run away. We just come back to recharge energy.
Yes,
And that's beautiful.
definitely.
In your job, of course, you meet many people, people to whom you have to explain what you do in depth. And so, what is your why? Why do you do what you do? And you didn't stay as an interior designer, the classical one, that we all know.
This is a very nice question. Thank you, Mara. I think that many people we are many happy people there are, the more happy people will be. So I try to find a way to make myself happy at first and help people to be happy because I'm very convinced that environment spaces where we live can influence our lives, our humor. So our houses, offices, workplaces could be friends or not of us. And if we work with ourselves and work with the houses as well, we can raggiungere,
We can
ri.
get to a what? To a balance, to an harmony,
Yes,
probably.
yes, yes. More is easier and faster than working in only with ourselves.
Yeah, that you are right, because we tend to focus the attention on ourselves. So we always think that we are the problem, while the problem can come from the outside. And definitely, I don't remember now, I don't remember the meaning of the colors, but I remember someone saying, never put this color, whatever it was, I think it was orange, in a bedroom, because that is too active. So it won't let you have a proper rest. So, and it seems so easy to apply, but do we really do it? We don't, because we don't have knowledge and we don't think that that can make a difference. But thanks to you, we are discovering that even only the cluttering is a big step to start with
Is the
a better
point?
life.
Yes, it's the point of starting. Yes.
And tell me something, the Feng Shui is an oriental art. Is it originally
Chaozi
from China?
is an ancient Chinese art of about 4,000 years.
Oh, wow. It's a very ancient one. They know
Yes.
better, definitely. And was there ever a specific event in your life that made you decide to start on this path?
Yes, of course. I started doing my job as a freelance in 1995. And after 4 years, even if I had good clients and good works, I was unsatisfied because people told me Oh, thank you, Michela, because you helped me to have a beautiful and functional house. But I wanted them to say me thank you, Michela, because you helped me to create my nest where to grow up and develop my desire and goals. So, as I am and was lover of holistic views and arts, I started to look for an art that could help my job to obtain what I wanted to have in answer from my clients. So that I found Feng Shui in the library of the university, and I followed in love immediately. So I started to study about 20 years ago, and I don't even stopped. In fact, next week I will start a master class as student, yes, in a particular Feng Shui school that can help me to develop my knowledge and help more people in a better way.
That's amazing that you never stopped learning. So you have a very a big knowledge on which you can base then the interior design job. Because you are based in Italy, so I was wondering, because Feng Shui is not only for architecture, it's more a philosophy, so it touches every part of our life. But still, you are based in Italy. If we want your help with the distance, let's say I'm in the UK, we have many listeners from US. Can we still ask for your help?
Yes. When
That's
I
good.
definitely when I did my first website in 2012, I decided to study an online service consultation. And so it's since that year that I do online consultation.
Yeah, that's
In
great.
fact, now I'm working with six clients in Italy who live hundreds of kilometers far from my office. And in the past years, I did some consultations also for foreign people in Germany and United Kingdom as well.
Oh, that's beautiful because I suppose nowadays with technology we can get anywhere, right?
Yeah.
And because if you can have a conversation with your client and understand what they need, it's definitely you can do it because you have the experience to do it, of course.
Yeah. If they speak English or Italian.
Yeah, you can, of course. And because you have this long experience and a lot of knowledge, I know that recently you wrote a book, so you are also a published author, and you are still on your tour of presentation of the book, right? As well. So, do you want to tell us the title, where we can find it, and what it is about?
Yes, the Italian title is Il Nido dell'Anima, and the English translation, I think it could be The Nest of the Soul. Yes, okay. The soul is everywhere for me.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yes. This was writing a book was a surprise for me. Even if an editor asked me in 2012 to write a book of feng shui, I tried, but I understood that I didn't have anything to give more than what there
Already
always
was around.
yes. So I stopped it, and in 2016, a person, Giordana, who is the protagonist, is the right word, yes, of the book, came to me asking to help her to start a new life after a bad experience at 360 degrees. So she came home from India after 10 years and must go in her hated house to live. And she didn't want to do that. So we knew in years before because she is one of my friends. So she came to me and help me to help her and ask me to help her. So I did project of renovation of her house, and in 5 months she went to live in. And after 5 months, but she was pregnant, even if she was single, and she needed a house to grow, where to grow
A baby.
a baby. Yes. And after 5 months, her life was very revolutionary,
Changed completely
changed completely.
for
And
the
what happened was so amazing and fantastic that bring me to write a book. And this is The Nest of the Soul.
That's amazing. So it's her story, and it's a real story, and it's the influence that this your work to help her had on her life, basically, that changed for good.
Yeah.
That's lovely. And actually, I take this moment to remind everyone that apart from looking for your book, anyway, they can reach out to you with all the details that we can find in the post in bio on my website, on YouTube, on all the podcasts where our podcast is published. And before I have two more questions. One is
Yes,
you.
can we say another thing, another more thing about the book? Because I'm working to translate it in English,
Oh, that's good.
and I hope it will be ready for next year.
Oh, congratulations. That's very good news. It
Thank
will
you.
be so available for more people.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, we chose together one of the words that I am embroidered on the t-shirts. I'm wearing one actually, that is determination. And you told me that this word is important to you. Why is that?
Because everybody find me a determinated person, and I feel determinated. I think that Even if Feng Shui was really unknown more than 20 years ago, and I believe in it, and I believed in myself, this is the reason why I'm here to talk with you in English.
Because you are so determined that you need to show, well, tell everyone how important Feng Shui is in our lives. And we are very happy to hear from you and to know that we can have your help to guide us and have better spaces and better life in our spaces. So I suppose by now, because you are very determined, and I for sure you have more dreams. So where do you see Michela in 5 years, or anyway, in the next future?
I'm working to create a network to give people who want to go to live in the seaside or lake Italian locations, trying to change their lives. Offering them an all-inclusive service that starts from finding a house to restore and guiding them in all the process from the restoration till living
In
inside
the
the
sala.
house. Yes.
That's beautiful.
Obviously. Everything based on the Feng Shui criteria and environmental sustainability and social sustainability as well. This is a big dream, a big commitment, and I found a people who's starting to share this
Ah,
project with me.
that's beautiful. You already found someone to share your dreams. It's a big start for the project to take life.
So, in the next 5 days, I see me as the manager of this big business.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I was wondering, is are you will the network be also with the real estate agents, with the agency that of course have
It must.
specific properties to
Yes.
restore? That's beautiful, and it's comforting because I've been an expat for many years, and before we found our house, of course, I lived in several countries and I was always renting, right? But now that we are localized in London, we were looking for our nest. And it's so important to find the right location, the right property, and then make it like you want it. And in fact, after 2 years in this house, we still have things pending. Because it's so difficult to decide. You have to live with these things every single day. You need to love them. So it's a big investment in terms of time, money as well, but it's so rewarding, definitely. So thanks a lot for what you do, basically. That was. So, Michela, it was a lovely conversation. Thank you very much. I'm sure our audience now knows more about Feng Shui, its importance, and especially they know where to find you to help them to live better in their spaces. So, thanks a lot for being with us. And I remind everyone again that all the details are very reachable in the media presence of our podcast and video show. Thanks again, and I leave you now. See you soon.
Okay, now it's all right. Thank you, Mara. For me, it has been a pleasure. Pleased to meet
Likewise.
you. And I'm here if you need me. So,
Definitely. All the
yes.
details are there to reach you out. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.